It's Thursday night at the High Performance Camp with double IHF Sport Director Dave Fitzpatrick. And you impressed with what you've seen so far?
It's been outstanding this week. Everything's cooperated, the facility, the weather, all the staff have stepped up to the plate. I think that on this one, this is our third camp under 18 High Performance, and it's becoming the programs that are being operated are really feeling the need for whether it's the players or the coaches that are here to help them do a good job when they come back.
You mentioned the third camp, obviously a conscious effort at the IHF level to promote the women's game. Do you think it's paying dividends?
I think so. I think that again, the real results will show up in Pyeongchang in 2018. We hoped that we'll see some of these athletes potentially on some of the teams next year in Sochi, next spring in Sochi. But realistically, the first real view of our collective efforts here will be in Pyeongchang. We'll see it at the Under 18 World Championship program as it operates annually. But I think when you get best on best at that level, that's when we're going to see it in the senior category.
And from the point of view of Great Britain, obviously, the first camp was in Hungary, then in Finland, to come to Great Britain, one of the lesser lights, you could say, of women's hockey and world hockey to that degree. It's good for the sport, hopefully, in this country as well.
Oh, it's been great for the sport. We've watched the women's program under 18 and the senior program build here over the last few years, and that's all. It comes from within. The programs like this are really there to help and to be used by the member associations to use them in any which way they can. To have this camp in your backyard here in Sheffield is good promotionally. It has more people. You bring more people to the party. You can have opportunity to promote what you're doing. The fact that there is a women's program at under 18 and with the senior women's program here in Great Britain, because you've got everyone all around you right now. People who have been involved are actually operating camp. So again, they also see the benefit of what they are contributing to Great Britain. So here it's been wise for Ice Hockey UK to step up and host this for us. It's been great.
And in its less than 2 year, obviously, for British Ice Hockey Association, then Ice Hockey UK, to have the camp, and they've also got two World Championships this year. So
it's quite a big deal. It really is. It's more and more is coming to the forefront. I think there's more opportunity. And again, the goal that the executive, I'm sure, here is looking at is how can they use not just domestic programming, but also international programming to help them develop, to build, and to promote the sport here in Great Britain. I mean, again, all the tools are there, and we've watched it, and it's one step at a time, and it's growing.
And the British players that are here are kind of the leading lights to take us forward.
Exactly. They're going to go back to their clubs. They're going to talk about the experience, again, with media picking it up. But word of mouth is really what sells the program. Players talk to players, and it's exponential. Facebook, all the social medias that are out there, Twitter, those are the ones that really expand our program. People understand what we're doing, how we're doing it, why we're doing it, and who's involved. All of a sudden, they leave here. There's 180 people here all of a sudden in the network. They all know each other. They've been through the same camp. They've experienced the same learning environment. They've worked it all out together, and you know what? When they go back home, they're going to deal with issues that aren't going to be for the first time, that they have a contact somewhere else or a series of contacts they can turn to solve their problems, because it's probably not the first time this problem's ever come up.
So rather than spin your wheels and reinvent the wheel, use the network that's there,
and that's where not only administrators, but coaches and players all.
Managers, mentors, it's in every possible position, it's the best of the best.
It's the best of the best at this level. And again, too, the athletes have a support system when they go back home as well, because they are, again, taking the experiences, the learnings from here, and applying them to the game to help them grow it. They need that support system around them, because at the end of the day, hockey grows in that country, but the players are the end product. You need the leadership around it to have the tools, to have the skills, to have the contacts, to have the drive to help to grow the game within their own national association. These kind of camps do help that. We've watched it now. This is the third year in a row, and it just continually gets better and better every year.
Okay, well, appreciate the blind.
will show up sooner than later.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Late Thursday, and the players at the high performance camp, it's kind of been a well-deserved afternoon off. They've worked very hard the first 4 days.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been pretty intense up to this point, and I think, you know, one of the things that most countries don't do well is provide rest and recovery for their athletes, and sometimes it's just a mental rest. You know, we were still active and going today, but we didn't go on the ice, except for the goalies, but we didn't go on the ice, and that can't be underestimated in terms of its importance.
I've been watching quite a few of the sessions through the week, and obviously the on-ice is a big part of it, but the off-ice, the strength, the conditioning, the fitness, it's all 100% all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, I believe it's a piece we miss in our game right now, and it's something that we continue to try to provide that environment to educate the coaches that it's not just about stepping on the ice and how hard they shoot or, you know, whether they back check or not. They have to have all the pieces of the puzzle that an elite athlete has to be successful.
Yeah. And obviously we had the first games yesterday, more games Friday, Saturday. I think from my own point of view, the games, even after a short space of time, were impressive as to what they were putting into practice. How has it gone from your point of view?
Definitely. The games are at a good pace. We've got some real good parity here amongst the players, and you know that's a plus. The countries have sent all the right players. You know, they've sent some of their top performers, and everybody can compete with everybody. There's no difference regardless of what country you're from.
So what are you looking at for the last 2 days? Obviously Friday, Saturday, it's going to be full on again.
We're going to be challenging our staff to keep the high standards and expectations that we've laid out the first 4 or 5 days. Sometimes it's easy to start to look towards that departure day, and we need all the countries to realize that, you know, the gold medal day is the last day, and you have to keep focused on that gold medal day. You can't be focused on the flight home the next day. So we'll be looking to hold up the same type of standards and work ethic.
And then the challenge after Saturday is to take what the players and the staff have learnt a lot, take those back to their home associations.
For sure, it's a waste of time if they don't take it back. You know, there's no sense of doing it. They're having a great week and everybody's enjoying themselves, and I think everybody here is learning. But now the responsibility and accountability falls back on everybody that was here to take it back to their own federations and start to talk amongst themselves as coaches, as players, start to talk about the level that's expected and try and push each other to be better there.
Okay, well, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you weekend.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.